I'll tell you, one of my favorite guests doing this now. How many years now am I doing this, Mike? Doing this almost 6 years. One of my favorites as far as talking movies is the great Alan Inkles. He runs the show over at the Stolas. So what a job he does at Stony Brook. And nobody prepares better than AI for these film festivals. He does such a great job. We got one coming up. I believe it starts on the 18th of this month, and it's always a good 9 or 10 day stretch. Mr. Alan Inkles, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my gosh. I better be really good today. I've been hearing the build up all week, Jay. Always a pleasure to be on.
Inkles, a lot of pressure on you when you come on this show. You know that.
I know, especially of late.
But I'll tell you, nobody does it better than you with these film I love these Stony Brook film festivals. It is as popular now as it ever. I think it's, what are you, in 25 years
well,
now doing this?
This is 24, so I guess I get a pass this year. Next year's going to have to be really great, huh? That's it. 24 years.
That is unbelievable. And what about some of the changes when this first thing started to where you're at today? You know, how have things changed in regards to this stuff?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because when we started this, I had no idea. I was running a performing arts center. We decided to do movies, and we were showing some old films. We couldn't get 35mm prints. The first festival was Steven Spielberg films. We couldn't do Jaws and E.T. because those prints weren't available. Thank God for digital media now, where everything is easily available. But we had no idea. We were showing movies. I went to Sundance in 1999, and I said, this is what I want to do. So after the first 3-4 years of showing films, I wanted to bring in filmmakers. I wanted to make this an exciting time. It's a live arts center, and I wanted this to be an event. I didn't want to just show movies. We got the biggest screen out there so that we could see movies the way you and I used to see movies, because when we started doing this, Jay, this was the era of the multiplex beginning. Now everyone watches movies on their TV and on their phones. So we started out small. We had 100 people in the screening each night, and now we fill up our 1,000-seat theater 10 days straight for 36 movies, Jay.
You know what I love about it? We're talking with Alan Inkles, of course. The Stony Brook Film Festival gets underway in earnest Thursday, July the 18th, runs through the 27th, 24th year, and you're talking about diverse films. And the thing I love about these festivals and what you do, Alan, you know, the independent movies. You know, I happen to love independent films. Sometimes, you know, you get your best movies in that type of category. They kind of go, you know, unheralded and everything else, a little under the radar, but they turn out, some of them turn out to be just blockbusters.
They're amazing.
And I love that concept.
They're amazing films, Jay. You know, we have probably half the films are American and Canadian. We have maybe 40% of them are foreign films. And these are amazing films from Israel, from Russia, from Germany. And then you mix them with American independent films. They're just great films. You know, we get 3,000 entries that come in. We choose 36. So we're probably one of the toughest film festivals to get into, because when you've got a screen that's 1,000, you know, 1,000-seat theater and 40-foot wide screen, there's no room for pretty good. We really go through a ton of films that get submitted to us. I've got a lot of contacts around the world from doing this for 24 years. And over the years, we've gotten better and better films. When you have people like Brian Cox come out and say you're the best festival in the world, or Nathan Lane coming out and being there for the festival and saying this is really great, you take care of filmmakers, you put them up, you treat them right, you help them find distributors afterwards, because a lot of these films, you know, this is the first time they're playing. Sometimes they're world premiere, and we'll get them out here, and we'll work for the film. Not after we show it, we're on the phone with distributors saying, listen, this film is an amazing film. You may not have heard of it, but come and take a look at it, or get a copy of the film. So we're working for these filmmakers. They know it. They love us, and we've made a great reputation. That's why, you know, film festivals come and go, but we're getting stronger every year, Jay.
Incredible. You really do. Alan Inkles with us, the film festival at Stony Brook. Alan does a great job. One of the best directors you could ever have regarding this stuff at the Stolas Center. You know, you mentioned 3,000 films, 36 chosen. And what is the, give us the criteria, Alan, as far as the selection process, and at what period of time during the year do you actually start kind of previewing these films?
Yeah, about December. You know, we run the film festival year-round. I'm getting the word that I should let everyone know that if they want to buy tickets or passes, they should call 631-632-ARTS or go to stonybrookfilmfestival.com. And single tickets go on sale today. You can still buy passes, which is the greatest value. $90, you get to see all of these 36 films, which, as you said, we sort of start in December. I've got a colleague of mine, Kent Marks, who's my contracts administrator, and my team. We start seeing films late December, early January. So for the, about 5 months till May 1, we're going through tons and tons of films. It'll be late nights. I'm on my big screen TV down in the basement looking at films. You know, it's become very subjective. The art form of films is a subjective art form. But I'm looking for a good story. I want good acting. I want to see something that jumps off of the screen that I think is going to get someone's attention, something that's unique and different. And then you sort of go with a gut at some point because you've got to choose these films. I would say there were 30 or 40 films we left on the floor. That's how good this year was, which kills me because there's so many good films we can't show. But we're going to put these films on in good slots. It's the summer on Long Island, and you know better than anybody. People want to be outdoors. They want to be on the barbecue. They want to be on their boat. To get people off their couches and off of their out of their backyards, we've got to give them really special films. So whether it's from Israel or from Russia or from Long Island, which we've got a couple of Long Island films this summer, we want to bring the biggest and best in. So it's got to be a really great film, and it's got to have a great story, be well directed, really good acting, and then if it's a documentary, which we do a few of those too, it's got to be something that's really worldly and yet personal in the same sense too. I want people to laugh, to cry, to be entertained, to be challenged. So it's a mix, and we spend a lot of time trying to make sure we get the right films in the festival.
We're talking with Alan Akers. You know, Alan, I was having a conversation with somebody a couple of weeks ago, you know, about just going to the movies and trying to pick out a good film to see. And you know, I always kind of find over the years, few and far between, do you feel the stories, the scripts are being lost somewhat? You know, now listen, I know we're in a new day and age, the superheroes and everything else, DC Comics, you name it. But, you know, we seem to have had a lost art for the script of yesteryear. Do you get a sense sometimes? And that's why I think your festival is so great, because you pretty much portray those we would love to see, you know, on the screens. But do you get a sense we've kind of lost something over the last decade or so as far as good scripts?
Absolutely, Jay. And that's why I think the festival does really well. We really have gotten some great stories. When I look through the calendar, I'm looking at the schedule here, and every one of these movies are online, the trailers for them. You can go to stonybrookfilmfestival.com, and almost every film's got a trailer. And unlike the big blockbuster films you talk about, these trailers tell the story of this film. How many times do you go watch Spider-Man 26 trailer, and then you go to see the film, and you've seen the entire movie? These films, these filmmakers have spent a lot of time trying to give you a sense of what this film is, and I'm looking through, you know, the 36 films, and there are, you know, 20 features and 16 shorts, another lost art form, these shorts that nobody has. They're really well made, and they really make you think. And if, you know, some of these foreign films, if it had George Clooney or Julia Roberts in it, would be a mainstream American film with a great story, but they can't find the screen. Like you said, in America, if it's foreign language, you know, the chance is, you know, one in a million to get onto a screen. And then if you're an independent film without a star in it, it's very tough to get screen time when you've got, you know, Toy Story 4 out and Marvel Man and all of those kinds of films. So it really is, and what I love about the summer, that's the time when a lot of these films premiere. So if you want to see a really good film, a really good story, see some great acting, meet some filmmakers and actors. We bring actors in from all over the world that come out and they talk about the film. So it's an event. It's not just going to the movies. When you go out to the movies, you sit in, you watch the movie, get some popcorn, and go home. Here you go in, you sit down, you're with 1,000 people. You're talking about how great these films have been and how you can't find these in the theaters. And then you talk to the filmmaker afterwards. You ask them a question. What did you mean by that? I got my marketing team. They're really working me hard here, Jay. StonyBrookFilmFestival.com. That's where you can get your tickets and your passes. But they really are, it's an alternative to me to go out and see a film that you would see, you know, the same story written 10 times. These are really unique stories. And one is better than the next. I guess it's subjective. I put this together, but they're all my babies. I get asked all the time, what's your favorite film? You know what? I've got 36 favorite ones this summer.
We're going to go over a couple of them. By the way, 632 Arts. That is another. He's got a great deal. I tell you, it's a great deal, Alan. The passes are on sale for $90, includes admission, all 20. Features 16 shorts over the 10 days, a lot of perks and everything else. Or you can, for $250, you can buy a gold pass and receive a ton of stuff. I'll tell you, it's great stuff. StonyBrookFilmFestival.com. Call the Stoller Center box office, 631-632-ARTS. to purchase tickets and passes. It all begins on the 18th, goes to the 27th. Now, let's get into a couple of beauties here I was reading about. I love the, Cold War era stuff you got going here. East Germany and the political upheaval of the 1980s Jerusalem. And you got a lot of, I have to love movies that kind of go back in the eras of those types of situations. Give me an idea of a couple leading the way here for the folks out there.
Yeah, thanks, Jay, and thank you for mentioning that those gold passes too. What's great about those gold passes is that there's parties you get to go to all the time with them. You sit with the movie stars and the directors, and it may not be the most famous person in the world. We're not about the fact that we may have the Brian Coxes and the Nathan Lanes, but for the most part, these are great young actors from all over the world who are becoming the next better stars. So it's really kind of cool to sit in that area and go to these parties and enjoy it. I like those same kind of films too, Jay. They really kind of reach out to me. A lot of them are based on true stories. Actually, just about every film we have, I think, this summer is based on a true story, the feature films. The opening night film is a film called Balloon, which is an amazing story, and it's a true story about this family in East Germany that were trying to get to West Germany while the Berlin Wall was still up, and they're trying to get their family in there, and they go with a hot air balloon. And the funny thing about this story is that the first hot air balloon fails, and they managed to get a second one up. And I'm not going to do a spoiler alert here, but it's pretty amazing how the German government is trying to find them out and how they can find a way to get this balloon up in the air and bring their family from East Germany to West Germany before the Berlin Wall came down. And it's just a big screen special film. So if you like big action films, you can still get that at the festival. We have some of those here. But for the most part, they're really sort of very interesting stories. Other films like that, The Unorthodox, a wonderful film from Israel about political unrest. One of the very interesting films, we have a documentary, which a lot of people were looking at and actually was picked up for distribution and is going to open up in the fall with the folks from Magnolia Films. And it's a film called Doc Hammarskjöld. And you may remember, of course, he was the Secretary of UN. And in that time period, everyone thought that plane went down, and it didn't go down by itself. And it's a really amazing documentary, putting the pieces together to see just what really did happen back at this time. And this Danish director, Lars Madsen, has put together a pretty special film. And I think it's one of these kind of films that make you think that, you know what, maybe the world's a lot different than I thought it was.
That definitely sounds good. I'll tell you another one that I'd be looking forward to. You know, I'm a big Jeff Daniels fan. And this guest artist, which is a film I think he wrote and stars in and directed by Timothy Busfield. Everybody might remember Timothy Busfield from the Field of Dreams days with Kevin Costner. He turned out to be a pretty good director. That's a film that I'll have an eye on.
Yeah, we put that on Monday night, too, because, as you know, Jeff is doing To Kill a Mockingbird in New York, so we wanted to make sure Jeff had a chance to come out and see it. And we're hoping, I mean, obviously, that I can't imagine doing 8 shows a week of To Kill a Mockingbird. But he's ready to come out. It's a premiere of the film. He plays a sort of down-on-his-luck, drunk playwright who gets a job to go to his hometown to present a play, gets off the plane, has no play written. And it's really well done. He wrote this story. As I said, Timothy Busfield's a good friend of his. He directed him in it, and it's really a tour de force. If you want to see a great actor doing an amazing work, you get to see him there. And again, StonyBrookFilmFestival.com, you'll see every one of these films. And just take a look at the trailers of these films, and you're going to love them. I mean, how many times do you take your wife, your husband to a movie, you've read a review, it's the kind of film you like, and you go and you didn't care for it? These are films that obviously they're brand new. You can't read a review on most of them. It may challenge you. It may not be a film that's in your wheelhouse. But that's what I love about the pass. You pick up a pass, you come see 10, 12 movies, or some of our friends see every one of these movies, God bless them, and you come out of this with a feeling that you've seen really the world in films you wouldn't see anywhere else. And a lot of times you can't see them anywhere else. Some of these films will get picked up on Netflix. You might see them on cable. But a lot of these films, unfortunately for them, fortunately for us, this may be the only place you get to see this film. It comes in, it has a great screening, it may play another festival, and then it sort of gets off in oblivion and you can't get to see it anywhere else. And that's kind of neat about getting to the festival and seeing these films here.
You know, Alan, that's a great point. A lot of these films you don't know anything about, and that's the beauty of it all. You know, a lot of times even myself, you know, I'll shy away from a film based on a review. You know, and then a lot of people talk about it, and then you get a whole negative thing going there, and then you kind of avoid it altogether. I have to like films that you don't read about. I like going to some of these independent situations because just that. I want to be surprised. I want to, you know, kind of have my own thought process as far as after a film, something I haven't read about prior. I think that's a good point on your end there.
Well, we talk about this really being a discovery. I mean, these films are, you know, they're like these little gems. Some will make it. Some will get picked up with our help. We'll push it. You know, we do an award ceremony. People vote for the best film. The jury picks a film. So you're part of the process. You go and you fill out a ballot when you go watch a film. And if a film wins a best feature award, a best audience choice award, they're going to get picked up. They're going to get seen by other distributors. And yeah, I love the fact that you really don't know anything about these films other than taking a look and seeing a trailer and saying this might be interesting. And that's why, again, you know, I always tell folks, I get you may not want to take a chance, but if you buy a pass for the price of a ticket that I pay for one movie at Sundance and then pass it around, I won't tell anybody. You know, there's no picture on your pass. You can't make it one night. Give it to a friend. But it's funny how people will miss a night and they'll come up to me and say, you know what? I heard that was the best film last night. And of course, I always tell them that when I go on stage the next night so they don't miss a film. But it really is a discovery. There are films that I get people to come out and say, I wouldn't normally have gone to see that film. And the foreign language films are amazing because people say, I don't like to read subtitles. Well, come into a 1,000-seat theater on a 40-foot screen. In 2 minutes, you've forgotten there's subtitles on that screen because they're so big. And some of these films, as I said, if they were in English, they'd be, you know, at the Lowe's multiplex because they're that good and they're that well acted and that good a story. But because they're in a foreign language, you're not going to get to see them. And then if they wind up getting on DVD, they wind up being on DVD with their foreign language. Maybe subtitles are in French and you can't see them, which happens all the time. So if you want to see these great films, Jay, call 631-632-ARTS and go to StonyBrookFilmFestival.com. I'm such a salesman. Isn't that terrible, Jay?
Oh, wait, we'll put you on the staff here. I mean, my goodness, Alan, with about 120 plugs in the last 8.5 minutes, no problem. No, but it really is. I'll tell you, it's always a good thing.
Your team's pushing me. It's your team's making me do it. I can't take credit for it.
You got an opening night party that's coming up on the 18th, right? And that's an exclusive one. Filmmakers, directors, actors, gold pass holders, VIP press, the whole nine yards. That's going to be a good night. The opening night session.
It's a great night. You know, Island Federal supports this festival. They've been a great, great sponsor. We have great sponsors, which really makes this happen. This is really run. It's a non-for-profit festival, part of the university. We can't do without our sponsors. We're so grateful to Island Federal. But the opening night party is at Pentimento Restaurant. They're one of our great presenting sponsors year-round. And as we said, today, you can buy your tickets for any one of these movies. You can buy that pass, that gold pass gets you opening night and closing night party. But you can go to 631-632-ARTS. They told me again to say it. And you can get tickets for any one of these movies. And the parties are great. You know, for $250, it may sound like a lot of money, but it's every one of these films. You sit in a VIP section. You get to go to all these parties. And if that's not interesting to you, then just, you know, spend $90 and see 36 movies in 10 days.
That's fantastic. You know, just looking at the list of the international films, you got so many countries now. You know, you got Germany, Spain, Australia, France, Luxembourg, even Austria, Israel. Israel, Alan, with 3 or 4 films there. That's incredible. The United Kingdom, Canada, India, France. I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, everybody now getting involved around the globe.
It's really a great mix. There's 20 countries represented this year, and they're interspersed between American films, Canadian films. We have films from a film from Australia. So there's a lot of films in English, some films with subtitles. We try and match up the night. So there's an American film, a foreign language film, a short with maybe foreign language and an American film. It's very international. It really has become a festival that the world knows about. I mean, a film from the Netherlands wins an award and with the top news story in that country. Must be a small country. It really is one of those things where the world knows about us. I mean, we may not be Sundance or Cannes or Toronto where, you know, all the big stars are coming and hanging out and selling their movies, but we become a festival in this country that people take notice of. And it's right in your own backyard. I mean, if you live on Long Island and you want to see a really good movie, pop in and see something. You want to see a bunch of movies, get a pass. But it really is something that's grown. I never would have imagined this. And again, you know, the fact that people have been begging to buy those single tickets because they said, I can't make 10 nights. So you want to get those single tickets? today. We put them online this morning. You can go to 632 Arts, StonyBrookFilmFestival.com, and pick up your passes, pick up your tickets. And did I say it enough? Did I give you enough email addresses there or websites?
You know, you have broken the old Ingles record, 131 selfless plugs within a 20-minute span. By the way, and if anyone's like me and you're tired of seeing the eighth installment of Batman, if you're tired of the Avengers that comes out with a movie every 2 weeks, if you're tired of all this stuff, that's why these film festivals are so good. Because if you love movies, but as I said earlier, it seems like the art has been lost with the scripts and everything else. You know, you want to see those great scripts from yesterday. You know, that's why I think these independent film festivals really carry so much weight, because it really can kind of restore, you know, the love of the arts, in my opinion. It really, really does. I think you really kind of get a taste of that with this stuff.
Thank you, Jay. And you know, I tell everyone, you know, come to one movie. You're not sure, you know, try one of the films. Something looks interesting. Take a look. You'll get hooked. You know, we have 14,000 people that come to the festival every year now. And it wasn't the case. As I said, in the early years, we had 100 people in the theater. And when you have a 1,000-seat theater, you know, the way we used to see movies on those big screens, there's a couple of them left in the city. There's none left on Long Island. You want to see a movie the way you used to see movies on a big screen with an audience. It's an event. It really is a special night. You walk out of that talking to people. The lobby is hammered with people screaming around and talking about how great they love the movie, talking with filmmakers who are sitting watching the films. I really couldn't have imagined this, you know, 24 years ago, that this would have the energy and excitement we have, like when we have a Wynton Marsalis or a Patti LuPone or a Renee Fleming in our theater during the year. This festival has become a very special event. And I tell your audience, you know, give us a shot. Try a film. I know you'll be back to the festival. You won't see these films anywhere else. And if you want a good story, you want to laugh, you want to cry, you want to be challenged, you want to meet people and ask them about their films, Stonerbrook Film Festival is a place to go.
And the thing I love about the Stolas Center, it's such a beautiful place. You know, you don't have... what do you think of all this stuff now? You're going to some of these theaters, Alan, it's almost like they're trying to reinvent. You know, now they're putting beds in there. You know, I mean, they're making you as comfortable. I mean, you could basically fall asleep, which was what I would do if I was in a bit late in a bed watching a movie. I mean, I want to see the movie. I don't care about this, you know, the comfortability, so to speak. Give me the good movies. What do you think of all this new stuff now coming into play?
You know,
everything comes into play now.
You know, we're old school when it comes to this. We're about, like you said, we're about the movies. These theaters have become big bars and restaurants, which is wonderful, and I get it. You know, we have a dozen restaurants that sponsor us, and if you get a pass for that $90, you get discount at restaurants all over Long Island, from, you know, major restaurants. They give you discounts and free food, buy one, get one free, things like that. Go have your dinner. Go enjoy yourself. Go have a drink. And then come to see some great movies. Come. We have comfortable chairs. It's free parking. It's about the movie. You know, you want it to be about that. And I think we've done a good job of that. And I appreciate you saying that. I think you're absolutely right. And I know we compete with that. Although my biggest competition is that couch. You know, I know what it's like watching, you know, Netflix, or HBO is one of our sponsors, so you can watch HBO. I know what it's like watching all of that. And I know it's tough to get you off your couch. And we want to do that. I don't take that for granted. Every year I know that the 14,000 people, we got to start from scratch, getting them again, because there's so much to keep them away from here, especially in the summer Long Island. That sun is very strong, and that's why the movie started 7 o'clock during the week and 4 o'clock on the weekends. We're not going to show a movie at 10 o'clock in the morning like they do at Sundance or Toronto or Cannes. We want every slot to be a great slot. We want every filmmaker to come and have a full house. Every filmmaker that walks on our stage, the first thing they do is say, wow, there's more people in this audience watching this film than every festival I've played before. And that's a great feeling to them, and that's what they tell their colleagues, and that's why every year we get better and better films.
Well, that's why you do it the best. And let me tell you something, folks. Call up, get the packages. They are great. The Stolas Center box office, 631-632-ARTS, A-R-T-S, to purchase tickets and passes. And don't forget, the single tickets for individual films available today as we speak. Check it out on the website, Stony Brook Film Festival. Ingles.com. Nobody does it better than Ingles. Ingles, you are the best. Alan, I love having you in as always.
There's no one that does it better than you, Jay. It's always an honor to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
All right, my friend. See you at the movies.